Maybe it's made out of apples and it's got a layer of dough and apples. And
well, you might, I guess you'd call it a cake is what we always called it, apple cake or apple, well, it'd be apple cake if it had layers in it, mm-hmm. You know.
What if it's sort of like a pie?
Hmm?
What if it's kind of like a pie?
Well, it'd just be an apple pie or something then, I guess what the way we call it, I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a family pie or deep apple pie or apple cobbler? Or?
Yeah, I hear of peach cobblers, but I don't know where I ever hear of apple cobbler or not. Mm-hmm. But I hear we used to make apple pies and stuff like that, but I don't recollect any cobblers made out of it. Now, she made a bunch of a peach cobbler, and what she called a peach cobbler, she'd take dough, mm-hmm. You see, strips of dough, mm-hmm. And she'd put it in there and cook it in that peach cobbler. Mm-hmm. See, and that's what made a peach cobbler out of it. But I don't ever recollect any apple cobbler. She always made apple pies and with some kind of spice or something like that put in them, and they'd be real good. You could just slice them off just like a regular pie. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever recollect her making only peach cobblers or blackberry cobblers. Mm-hmm. And they were made the same way. Peach cobbler and blackberry cobbler is made the same way, see, because mm-hmm. They take them strips of dough and put it in there, and they boiled it all in there together till it got done. And then it was a cobbler, see. And
mm-hmm. Say if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food, yeah, groceries or food. Or
okay. And say you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg or something and make a sweet liquid you could pour over pie.
Yeah, it'd be a whipped cream or something like that out of it. What we always called it.
What about food taken between regular meals? You call that a
what?
Food that you eat between your regular meals.
That'd be a snack is what we always go in and get a snack.
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
go ahead and eat.
But if they're standing up, you tell them to go ahead and
sit
down. Okay, so you said, so then he went ahead and...
Well, at our house, when they sit down, then they turn thanks. Mm-hmm. That's the blessing. I got it. Then they eat.
You say nobody else was standing because everybody had...
Been seated. Okay, sat down or whatever you might.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
What?
You tell them not to wait until something's passed over to them. You tell them just go ahead and...
Reach and get it. Help yourself. Go ahead and help yourself.
So you say, so he went ahead and...
Yeah, helped himself.
And you say, ask him to pass them over to me since he had already... What himself? He'd already
helped himself or had already got his or helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say he hope himself?
Yeah, old people all talk that way back young. They didn't say no. They never said help nowhere. They say hoped. Mm-hmm. Even about any time that word was used, it was hoped. Uh-huh. They never say helped.
Did you ever say hoped?
No, I never say that. Uh-huh. But they did. All the old people back there, I didn't recollect them. They talk that way, you see. They say hoped, he said. They never say helped. I don't believe I ever hear an old person, real old person say helped. I always say hope.
Blood Irish people talk.
Say if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
care for anything.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been